This is a basic overview of the electrical system of the heart. You may be asking yourself, why are we reviewing this? And the answer is that an acceptable EKG with a positive QRS complex is key to obtaining an accurate IFR assessment. So here's the overview. The electrical activity of the heart originates in the sinoatrial node, or the SA node. The impulse then rapidly spreads through the right atrium to the atrioventricular node, or the AV node. It also spreads through the atrial muscle directly from the right atrium to the left atrium. The P wave is generated by activation of the muscle of both atria. The impulse travels very slowly through the AV node, then very quickly through the bundle of His, then the bundle branches, the Purkinje network, and finally the ventricular muscle. The first area of the ventricular muscle to be activated is the interventricular septum, which activates from left to right. This generates the Q wave. Next, the left and right ventricle free walls, which form the bulk of the muscle of both ventricles, gets activated, with the endocardial surface being activated before the epicardial surface. This generates the R wave. A few small areas of the ventricles are activated at a rather late stage. This generates the S wave. Finally, the ventricular muscle repolarizes. This generates the T wave. The key thing to remember about this slide is that you have a basic understanding of the ECG electrical system of the heart, and that we need a good ECG signal to perform an accurate IFR assessment.